Hi, everyone. This is Kevin. Today is Tuesday, November 8th, and we're holding ceremonies on Thursday of this week in Groton and Quonset Point in honor of Veterans Day. This is a time when our nation gets together to honor our service members past and present, to remember their achievements, and to thank them for their sacrifice to our great nation. At Electric Boat, many of our employees have served and know the honor of wearing the cloth of our nation. And so today on the podcast, I'm joined by Ray Raymond, a veteran and Electric Boat's veteran military recruiter. So, Ray, thanks for your service. Welcome to the podcast, and I'd like to talk about the unique contributions veterans bring to our workforce and what EB is doing to find those veterans and convince them to join our team. To get started, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, thank you, Kevin. It's great to be here. It's great to spotlight veterans on this Veterans Day week. I'm local. I'm from Groton. I joined right out of high school in 2006, the United States Air Force. I was lucky enough to be stationed in England for my 4 years. Then in 2010, I transitioned over into the Connecticut Air National Guard, where I currently still serve as a proud traditional guardsman, and I'm in the 103rd Security Forces Squadron at Bradley. I deployed to Qatar in 2007, and then again, and I deployed to Kuwait in 2017. When I came back, I joined the team here at Electric Boat. I started in mechanical design. And then the last 6 months, I transitioned over into the staffing team where I get to serve as a military and veteran recruiter for the company.
Well, terrific. And thanks for your service again. And let's talk about your role and why we have decided as a company to solely focus on reaching out to veterans throughout the country.
Yeah, so Electric Boat recognizes the value that our military servicemen and women bring to shipbuilding here at EB. They have unique skill sets. All military people naturally are leaders. They know how to work with diverse groups. They know how to work under pressure. And these are things that you need to be effective in the shipyards here. And my role in the company, EB is dedicated to its veterans. And we understand that we need their skills to be successful here at Electric Boat.
Yeah, and I couldn't agree more. The skills and the mindset, the leadership that the military teaches fits well within the boundaries of the shipyard here, and I think works well with shipbuilders as a whole. Recognizing that all of us, veterans and non-veterans alike, are absolutely committed to the mission and the team before themselves. And I think our veterans also bring some resiliency and the ability to pivot when a situation evolves, to name just a few of those attributes. So let's talk a little bit about how Electric Boat is doing on recruiting these folks.
Yeah, Electric Boat is dedicated to recruiting our military. And last month, we did a partnership with the Army PAYS program, and that's the Army Partners for Your Success. So our Guard and Reserve soldiers that leave for basic training in AIT, upon their return, we're going to guarantee them an interview here at Electric Boat, so it's going to be a great partnership. We're really excited. We should get return on our investment within the next 6 to 9 months. So very excited there. Also, the Veterans Rally Point in Norwich, we do an employment panel. I work with Rebecca Avery. She's the employment specialist there. And every Monday, 1 to 3, any veteran in the area that wants some resume writing skills, interviewing skills, and then I give them the pitch and the opportunities that we have here at Electric Boat for them. Also, very effective is the TAPS Career Fairs. That's the Transition Assistance Program Career Fairs. They're located all across the country. They're free. I've attended them from Florida, Georgia, Virginia, Massachusetts. And they're usually on post, so that's on a military installation. And that's targeting our transitioning service members. Usually they do the course, the career fair, within their about a year of getting out. So we get to let them know the opportunities that we have for them here at Electric Boat. We do various platforms for virtual career fairs. One of them is the Recruit Military. We do GI Jobs. It's a platform for just veterans on GI Jobs. We do that monthly. Also, we do the work with the local Veteran Affairs and the Department of Labor's. We did a nice recruitment event in Hartford that was dedicated to its veterans. And also in Rhode Island, we did one last month with the Department of Labor and Training in Rhode Island, and that was great. We do clearjobs.net. It's a program that is any applicant at these career fairs are all going to have security clearances, and it's been very effective. We have partnered up with the Rhode Island and Connecticut Army recruiters, and I attend their gold phase briefings. So when the soldiers return home from AIT. They get briefed on all their benefits, and also they let an electric boat come and do a half-hour pitch on the opportunities that we have here at EB. Electric boat has been dedicated, boots on the ground in the local community, doing various things like MAD, Military Appreciation Day at Ocean Beach. We did our first 5K run this year. We had over 100 runners. It was really successful. Great. And we had the highest person in the state of Connecticut. General Yvonne was there, and he was the keynote speaker for that event. It was really good to be a part of. We have Vets Rock this Friday at the casino. Electric Boat is the lead sponsor for that.
That's at Mohegan Sun,
That's
right?
at Mohegan Sun. We're really excited, and I think it's going to be such a great event honoring our veterans. And,
Well, that's fantastic. We're throwing out a pretty wide net here to find veterans and explain what we do and help them transition to civilian life. And I appreciate having you on the podcast today, and particularly on the HR staff helping us recruit these great people. So right now, veterans make up only about 13% of our employee population, but I'm confident that as we start to gain some ground here, we're going to raise that percentage even higher, and I think we all benefit as a team by the leadership they can bring to bear. So for those of you listening, if you have friends or family who are veterans or who may soon be transitioning out of the service, tell them about us and the great work that we do for our nation. I know in my own case, the opportunity to have been a veteran and then come to work here building submarines is just a great natural fit, and it's something that motivates me every day. And when you join our team, you can continue to serve your country by delivering the advantage that protects our sailors, our families, and our freedom. If you see a veteran Veterans Day, hey, just make sure you tell them thank you for your service. It doesn't cost anything, and it makes everybody feel better. And happy Veterans Day, everybody. We'll talk again soon.